Why in the world do you do what you do? It's another edition of Why Do Girls on Power 96.5.
Why do you girls ask us guys a certain question, you get the answer, and then you go and ask someone else the same question? This happened this past weekend where Emily's aunt and uncle were over, and she had asked me about one of our bushes in the backyard. She goes, is this bush time? And I go, no, there was a bunch of leaves in it, and I just cleaned out the leaves, and there's still some green on it. Give it a couple weeks, because I think it'll make it, because I just cleaned all the leaves. There were some leaves that I didn't see in it, and it's like a thorn bush kind of a thing. And she goes, oh, okay. So this was like maybe an hour later, her aunt and uncle came over to the house, and we were in the backyard. And guess what she asked them?
Is this bush dying?
Yeah, the same exact question.
It's because she didn't trust your answer. That's 1,000% what it is. Well, it could be one of two things. She either didn't trust your answer and didn't think you knew what you were talking about, or she already had an answer in her head that she wanted, and she's going to ask. She's going to ask
everyone
around
until she gets that answer that she already has compiled in her brain.
Yep. There you go. I mean, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Why do you girls do that?
Because
is that way too complicated?
No, I just think that we want to be right. We want to be right. And so we're going to find people who tell us we're right. And
so you don't really want the right information. You don't want the truth.
I think we're already convinced what the answer is. And so we don't want to hear an answer that conflicts with ours. Like because if she thinks that bush is dying, you saying it's not dying, that's not going to change her mind. So she wants to feel reassured by asking other people if it's dying, hoping that they are going to agree with her. So then she can be even more confident in the answer that she already has in her head.
Well, she's going to be very disappointed when bush makes it and lives through this little funk that it's in and starts growing beautiful green leaves after I pulled all the dead leaves out of it. And then I'm going to go, hey, who do you believe now? Me or your head? Where would you like the truth to exist? Something that you've thought up or dreamed in your head?
Or
actual information?
Do you think that she would do something to destroy this bush just so she could be right?
Listen, I don't know what you women are capable of. Perhaps. I mean, it's just kind of like, it's true though.
No, I know.
Like, if that's the truth, if that's what you're saying, is that it doesn't matter. It's just what you invent
in
your head.
When we get something in our head,
that you'll ask 1,000 people, and if the majority of those, if 990 people tell you, you're going to try to find the 10 people that tell you what exists in your head.
Yes, absolutely. It's true. It's true. That's what we do. And I don't just think that's women.
That's
I think
awesome.
That's men, too.
This is great news.